it does. Indeed it does. And so, with respect to the charged particle himself, he is effectively interacting in a vacuum. That he will be, he's so energetic that he's not interacting with the bulk medium. He might interact with individual charged particles. However, that relativistic particle, not only does he have his particle nature, he also has his field. And his field is propagating through the medium. So, when Samantha commented that, yes, this has something to do with Cherenkov radiation, indeed, with Cherenkov radiation, the charged particle itself will be propagating through a medium at greater than the speed of light in the medium. It can propagate through the medium at greater than the speed of light in the medium because it is essentially propagating through vacuum. So it's allowed to go up to the speed of light in vacuum. However, its field, as it's propagating through the medium, that's an electromagnetic field, its field can only propagate through the medium at the speed of light in the medium. And so then you get a disconnect. In Cherenkov radiation, you get a disconnect with the location of the charged particle and its field, which results in a radiation field. But we'll get to Cherenkov radiation.